with Vandana again. Buddham saranam gacchami, dhammam saranam gacchami, sangham saranam gacchami, dutiyam pi buddham saranam gacchami, dutiyam pi dhammam saranam gacchami, dutiyam pi sangham saranam gacchami, tatiyam pi buddham saranam gacchami, tatiyam pi dhammam saranam gacchami, tatiyam pi sangham saranam gacchami. Let us call all the beings to take the benefit of the Dhamma. Samanta chakkavalesu antra gacchantu devata saddhammam munirajasa sunantu saggamaggadam dhamma savana kalo ayam bhadanta dhamma savana kalo ayam bhadanta dhamma savana kalo ayam bhadanta. For the benefit of everyone, in the last 2 weeks we've been discussing on how to understand the truth and how we can experience it within our lives, in our daily schedule, in our daily work, in whichever aspect of work we are doing. So how can the Buddha Dhamma help lay followers who are striving hard to living, striving hard to take care of their families? They would be having children, they would be having a wife, they have their parents, they have so much of responsibilities. So how could we possibly, as lay followers, get into a stage of Nibbana? So is that possible? Vasanta, can you just mute your microphone?
Yeah, yeah, Vilas, yeah.
So the question now is Buddha Dhamma only for people who are taken monastic life? Or should a lay follower take a monastic life? Is that required? So the topic for today would be on that, on how can one achieve Nibbana being in the family life. That is much beneficial, rather than giving up by family life and then becoming a monk. Even though that is good, it is not required that we all have to seek to become a monk as a bhikkhu or as anybody in that order to reach the state of arahat. Even in the lay life, we can get into anagami state without much effort, without having to take trouble, and seeing how the life evolves in the family, so that when any eventual thing happens, like a death of a near or dear one, or when we lose something which we thought that it will not happen, how we can understand, how we can see the Sankata. So over the past 2 weeks, we've been looking into that. Interestingly, one of the listener wanted me to cover on the Girimananda Sutta, and then I had informed him that I will be doing it along with Phena Pindu Pama Sutta, because they both are interlinked. In fact, understanding the Girimananda Sutta can make a person an arhat. It is so deep. So I am not too sure whether in a day we can cover this Girimananda Sutta completely. I will take some of it and then we will go forward and we'll see how we can experience the truth. So what is that we do for all the 8 hours of our waking life? We are involved with various activities from the time we open up our eyes, from getting up from the bed to rubbing our eyes to rushing to the bathroom to brushing our teeth to having a coffee or a tea or something, and our list goes on. And if we were to really observe, each one of these aspects have certain things which are related to Panchakhanda, that is Rupa, Vedana, Sanya, Sankhara and Vinyana. So the focus today will be on this, because Buddha talks about 10 sanya which would help Girimananda to come out of his severe disease, which was informed by Ananda to the Buddha. And the Buddha helps Girimananda through Ananda on what he should be seeing, what he should be experiencing, and what he should be perceiving in order to get rid of the vijnana which is already corrupted and get jnana, that is wisdom. Another word is panya. So through this dasa sanya, Girimananda was able to come out of a severe disease, and he was also an arhat when Ananda went and informed him. So that means this Girimananda Sutta is so powerful that it can cure the disease. If we were to apply it in our life and go deeper into it, it will also make us go from Pottujana to Sotapanna, from Sotapanna to Sakadgami, from Sakadgami to Anagami, and Anagami to Arhat. So Buddha explains from Anicca Sanya and ends with Anapanasati. And that is the most interesting part of this, because most of the time we misunderstand Anapanasati as a breath meditation. And that is why the 37 factors of enlightenment cannot be understood if it is just a breath meditation. So over the week, we will deal with it deeper so that we all can experience as I am talking. I am just doing my job. The knowledge is Buddha who has provided. So I don't own anything. I am just transferring the knowledge or the wisdom or the jnana to all the beings, and I don't hold anything because it is anicca. Why it is anicca? Because it cannot be held. Why it cannot be held? Because by the time I started to delivery, each passing moment, it is becoming memory. There is only manasikara, which is nothing but memory. Just like in the last session, on the last week, I was talking about a photographer taking the photograph and the person also taking photograph through his eyes. They both are absolutely the same. Only thing is that the photographer loves his photograph and he would like to show to someone. Whereas what we see, what we hear, what we touch, what we taste, what we smell, and what we think cannot be shown to anyone. That's the only difference. And that is the reason it is not as per our liking. Because we cannot basically say whatever we are showing is understandable to another person, because it is my eye. The chakku vinyana already has raga dvesha moha to a certain level. Or the sota vinyana has raga dvesha moha to a certain level, which is totally different than another person seeing the same rupa which has come into his eyes. Because his raga dvesha moha or her raga dvesha moha are different. Now let us understand, where does rupa come? First and foremost, the rupa is in our mind. It's in our chitta. All the six rupas are in our chitta. And the chitta gets embedded or gets stored or gets into hadayavattu, which is the seat of the mind. So it has seven pasada rupa. Pasada rupa as in the senses which cannot be seen, which cannot be touched, because they arise and they pass away all the time. So they are created, it stays for some time and it passes away. So there is always arising and passing. the physical eye, the physical ear, the physical nose, the physical tongue, the physical body, what we call as a body, and mind totally, they don't have anything without these pasada rupa. So when a person dies, he has all the physical as it is, but the actual one is already gone, and because of that the eyes can be donated, eyes can be removed and put into another person where he can use the organ, or any organ can be replaced immediately after the dying of the person. Why is that possible? Because it is just matter. And once you put it back into the another human being, since the Jivitindriya exists, it starts working. It is like transferring certain parts of a car which is in good condition to another car which those parts don't seem to work. So even then, when these parts are put, they might work, might not work, or might cause complications. And again, there is anicca. So as we have covered this anicca for a long period of time, I don't want to explain more on anicca, but how these are connected, I am going to explain. We are already always in this anicca sanya, that is a theory or an understanding or a belief or a confidence that whatever I am thinking right now will happen. And that is the hope. Without this hope, the person will not survive. So there are 11 types in every khanda, which we will be looking into it. But presently, let us say that there is a hope. So we all live in hope. Hope of doing something, hope of achieving something, hope of feeling that we'll not get disease, will not get aged, will not die, will not lose our loved ones, we would get the job to our liking, we would construct the home the way we want. So like that it goes on, because we are in search of happiness. That's all we are doing. But the problem is that we don't know what is happiness and what is pleasure. We've got thoroughly confused to understand that pleasure is happiness. And sense provides pleasure. And once that pleasure is received, it goes down. So we are in search of what we just now lost. So this tendency to lose is there in the nature. In order not to lose, we have something called monetary money. We created this so that whenever we feel like losing, we invest the money and we make ourselves feel comfortable that we have stored something somewhere. So that is the reason each one of the human being is in constant search of acquiring, developing, innovating, creating all that he wants, and the motivation to do that is money. Money plus power plus position. That gives him a social status. So the person feels that achieving the social status gets him happiness. So now what happens is he creates that rupa. Rupa is nothing but, in English, we have to use a word called form, but actually rupa is much beyond form. So let us first take it as a form. The rupa or the form which is created in the mind has a sketch of what it should be. So when the person starts thinking, depending upon what is he seeing outside, let us say it is through his eyes, what is he seeing is not exactly what it is. It is just light. Light plus color and the shape. That's all he sees. Whereas an animal will see it black and white, which is also a color. Whereas a human being gets to see the color, what is registered, not what he is actually seeing. So each person has a shade of color. Even though I call it pink or green or yellow or orange, the recognition in terms of the depth of that color differs on person to person. Same thing with sound, same thing with touch, same thing with smell. So all the five senses varies person to person. No two people will agree to say whether this song is good, this music is good, this sound is good, or the taste is good. What is good for one person need not be the same good for another person, because the good is a subjective term. It can never be measured. So that is the reason rupa is anicca. Because we cannot convince ourselves of what we are seeing or what we are hearing or whatever we are touching, whatever we are tasting, and whatever we are thinking is right. Let us say, if we were to consider our experience of touching. What is touching? Say touching of two bodies. If we were to touch two bodies, what does it take? There is a pressure, there is a heat, and there is a cold. So there is temperature and there is pressure. When there is temperature, it has to be hot and cold. When there is pressure, there is air. And what are we touching? Solidity. So, what we are generally seeing nothing but as a touch is Patavi plus Tejo plus Vayu. That is the Pasada Rupa. How do we know? If I were to touch my hand, or sorry, if I were to touch my leg with my hand, or if I were to touch my beard, or my skin, my face, whatever part of the body, depending upon the external environment, the temperature varies in each part of the body. So the moment I touch, I could feel only the heat and the pressure at which it is being touched. That's all we can feel. But the remaining portion of who is touching is put in the mind. So the mind now takes over through vijnana and makes you feel, makes the person feel who is touching. If it is a mother who is touching, the feeling is different. If the wife is touching, the feeling is different. If the son is touching, the feeling is different. If the daughter is touching, the feeling is different. If the girlfriend is touching, the feeling is different. If the next door neighbor is touching, the feeling is different. But actually what is basically happening is only pressure. There is solidity, Patavi, and there is Tejo. Each person's temperature varies. But since my vijnana has already raga, dvesha, moha in whatever combination, I will now imagine based upon who is touching and try to take the pleasure of that touch. And here is the problem. The problem is that now the vijnana is corrupted, and because of the corruption it does not able to perceive correctly the yathabhuta jnana or the as it is. And the feeling will also have different combinations of raga, dvesha, moha. And I will do sankhara, which also will have raga, dvesha, moha. So this is the cycle. So to break that cycle, our teacher Gautama Buddha, through Girimananda Sutta, has given a very nice information to cut it. It is Rupam Anicca. How this Rupa, which I just now explained on touch or taste or whatever we take it, it is our imagination. By nature, there is no taste. By nature, there is no touch. By nature, there is no sight. By nature, there is no smell. The way we think the smell is. Because the liking or the dislike of the smell, the liking or dislike of the color or the object or the shape or whatever it is dependent upon who is seeing it and who is being seen. So it depends on the mano or the nama. Nama plus rupa as a combination is now giving me a perception through vijnana. So nama rupa or rupa nama vijnana is what it is all about, if we were to see. And nama is nothing but vedana, sanya, sankhara. So we create that nitya sanya because that pleasure which I got through touch by my girlfriend is very different than the touch of my wife, because my wife keeps on touching me. I am used to that sensation or the feeling. But when a girlfriend touches me, whom I have not met, and she touches me, I have a different feeling. Even though it is just pressure and it is temperature, it's patavi. What is touching? The bone is touching a particular part of the body. And below that bone is the tissue. Below the tissue is the flesh. Below the flesh is the skin. And the skin has got receptors. So what it is receiving? A change in the temperature and a change in the pressure. But who is creating this magic of feeling? The vijnana. So the first thing I need to know is that the sarupa, I cannot produce the way it had produced earlier, because that was produced in my mind. Whenever this rupa matches with whatever I had imagined, there is this happiness, or actually it's pleasure, there's not happiness. And because there is pleasure, we lose the pleasure immediately and we want to have it again. So we have to create the rupa again. But this time the pressure might be different. This time the rupa, as a combination of patavi, tejo and the vayo, varies now. So I don't like it. Let us say my mother came and touched me while I was expecting my girlfriend to touch me. Do you think I like it? I would not, because I was expecting whom? The girlfriend. But who came? My mother. So what I want is not what I got. So dukkha, anicca, not as per one's liking, not as per one's expectation. But I had planned in such a way that my mother would not come, but my girlfriend will come. But the plan did not work out. So we have to keep on planning. We have to keep on working it out to show that there is stability. If we don't work, then there is no stability. The moment there is no stability, then there is fear. Then we are in fear of samsara. Now we are in dukkha of samsara, because that happiness no longer exists, but I want that happiness back. The touch of that girlfriend, I want it back. But once she becomes my wife, I lose that interest, because now I've been touching, that feeling is gone. So now I have to recreate it. To recreate it, I have to again take all kind of pain. I have to take all kind of worries. And that is again dukkha. So what does the human being want? Sukha. What does he get? Dukkha. Because the pleasure has pain in it. We have to be suffering first before we can relieve ourselves from suffering. If there is no suffering, then you cannot relieve from suffering. You can try it out. If you eat lunch and somebody to the full, and somebody gives you another good lunch, you will say, I don't want it. Even though it was pleasurable. If you had had it, it might have been more pleasurable than the first time what you had lunch. But the stomach is full. The mind might want to eat it, but the physical body does not have the capacity, so you will not enjoy it. That enjoyment is the pleasure. So what we are seeking is pleasure, what we think is happiness. And that is why the reason anicca sanya will help in removing this madness that equals happiness. And that is the reason nibbana is the only happiness. There is no other happiness because it is not sensory. It is beyond senses. Now, why am I behind the senses? Because it gives me pleasure. So either I have a raga towards the pleasure or I have a dvesha for not getting the pleasure what I wanted. And I will get the pleasure is the moha. So I feel that if I change my wife into somebody else, if I change my mother to somebody else, if I change the environment to somebody else or something else, if I change my sofa to something else, if I change my bedroom to something else, if I change my body to something else, like a six-pack, or I create a nice toned body, I will get happiness. But then to test it out, if I were not to exercise, then I am going to become fat. So, dukkha. If I don't study, I'll not pass exam. Again, dukkha. If I don't finish graduation, I will not get a job. Again, a dukkha. If I don't learn Sinhalese, I cannot talk in Sinhala. So again, I have to take the trouble of learning Sinhalese. Again, a dukkha. If I don't know English and all the people are speaking in English, I don't know what they are speaking, so now I have dukkha. Even though it's just a sound, but I want to know what is there, what is that they are speaking. So I have to learn the language. So whenever there is learning, there is a pain. And the nitya sanya is, if I were to learn the language well, I will be able to correspond well. If I am able to correspond well, I will be appreciated. If I am appreciated, I will be happy. So there are conditions, there are hetu and there is phala. As long as the conditions are supplied in the way, the result is there. So we are all striving for a result, including Nibbana. Until unless we achieve Nibbana, we are in the same process of Hetu and Phala. That is the condition and the result, cause and effect. As long as we supply the right causes, effect is guaranteed. And we can determine whether that result can come or not, provided the viparinama does not happen. That is, unexpected changes does not happen. If it happens, then the result might not come, because something else came in between and cut that cause. It created a different cause for which the result will be different. So the anicca here is, I don't have control to change, to think that it is nitya. That is, it will go as per one's liking. So if I were to understand anicca properly, then I know rupa is anicca, because I cannot really say what I touched, what I felt, that what I saw and what I felt after seeing, what I heard and what I felt after hearing, what I smelt and what I felt after smelling, what I tasted and what I felt after tasting, and the most difficult one, what I thought to get that result. It's totally anicca, because I might be doing based upon what I am supplying. The supplier is the gati. The supplier is also called as characteristics or a character. This supplier is also called as a habit. So I'll supply something which I am very much knowledgeable about that because I like it. Why I like it? Because it is my habit. So my liking is different than the person sitting next to me. His liking or her liking is different. And this liking is different to the beings who are hearing to my Dhamma, to this Dhamma. And to people who are listening on YouTube, their liking is different. So everybody's liking is different. So when everybody's liking is different, how can one assume that they can meet up to the liking outside? Not possible. All that images are in our mind. They are not outside. So if I were to close my eyes, I can see certain objects moving here and there. Those are the creation what I have done. Now what am I doing? I am comparing that with what I am seeing outside. So I get into pilima or vexation or anxiety for getting that because I want it. And that is how this nitya sanya comes in. So when the rupa is anicca, the corresponding vedana will be also be anicca because I don't know what I am feeling. It is my perception which is sanya. So sanya and vedana works in a combination. Since rupa is anicca, all the six rupas are anicca, in a combination, the vedana and sanya are also anicca. And then the sankhara is equally anicca. Without being anicca, there is no other way. We cannot create it to one's liking. It might happen, it might not happen. So whenever it happens, it gets registered. Now once it gets registered in the nama gotta, which is nothing but the memory bank, the vinyana compares that with what it has received, gives it to the sankhara, and the sankhara will try doing it based upon the vedana and the sanya. So this is the cyclical process which gives a person a feeling that it is continuous. And sooner or later, that will be met. That is the hope. So a person studies for the exam, thinking that he will get first. Nobody wants to become second. Everybody wants to become first. Why? Because that is happiness. So to get happiness, the person has to study hard. To get happiness, which is marriage, so let us say marriage is happiness, then the person has to study hard, get a job, find a girl or find a boy and get married, because marriage is happiness. I see in some of the cars, they say happiness reloaded. I have no idea when it was first loaded to get reloaded. And they say happily married life. If marriage was happiness, I don't know why people divorce then. I also don't understand why people fight, husband and wife. Why do they fight? Because happiness is in the marriage. Happiness is in the girl, but then why does she become old, aged? Happiness is in the man, then why does he become old? Why does he lose his hairs? Why does he lose his Why does he lose his teeth? Why does he lose his vitality? The same with the woman. If this was happiness, then happiness is permanent. That's what we are searching. We want a permanent happiness. That means we are searching for Nibbana. But whatever we are seeking is pleasure. And this pleasure seeking comes with a cost. It is the pain what a person has to take. So, this is what Buddha was mentioning to Ananda, that in the Dasa Sanya, he starts with Anicca Sanya. Without understanding Anicca, understanding anything else cannot be possible, because Anicca gives information about the Dukkha. So once the person is able to see the thorn in the rose, then he will realize that such a foolishness is to keep the rose, because the rose eventually will wither out, will lose its shape, will lose its color, will lose its texture. So the rose will go faster than the thorn. You see any flower, the flower will fade away faster than the stem or the, let us say it had a thorn, the thorn will stay for a long time, but the flower will fade away very fast. So all our pleasures are like the flowers. To get the flower, you need to take the pain, which is the thorn. So now we are in a cycle of creating pleasure for which we have to take the pain. The madness here is the Nitya Sanya. Because we want stability in whatever we are trying to do. And we feel that once it will happen. And that once is one day, 1 year, whatever it is, it will happen. I will find happiness. Sooner or later I'll find happiness. Sooner or later I find happiness. So this becomes my mantra to create that Nitya Sanya, the perception that I will definitely achieve it. But the simple thing is, it's Anicca. Anything can happen within that. To do that Sankhara, what all I need to do? I need to have a Dukkha Dukkha, Sankhara Dukkha, Viparinama Dukkha. So the Dukkha comes in these three formats for everything. First I have to create it, I have to do something to keep it, but something else will change. So be it office, be it any different kind of work we are trying to do, the smallest work like gardening, or let us say cooking, or washing clothes, or even taking a bath, or even brushing the teeth, or even going to a toilet. We cannot really guarantee that if I go to the toilet now, what is the quantity of the toilet which is going to come? Not possible. Anicca. We can't talk about urine. You cannot talk about food. You cannot talk about whether a fever will come or not come. We cannot say whether the cold will come or not come. Nothing we can see about it, because it is all Anicca. So Rupa Anicca, Vedana Anicca, Sanya Anicca, Sankhara Anicca, and Vinyana Anicca. Vinyana itself is a big subject. So I will cover vinyana because that is the most important element in the Buddha Dhamma about vinyana. So it is vikruti jnana or distorted wisdom or distorted information. What is distorted here is that the chitta which started was very pure. From the purest form of the chitta, there is an identification. The moment there is an identification, that's called mano. So, what is this identification? So, let us say there is a tall tree. When you are seeing the, when your eyes are below to a certain level, you cannot see the middle portion of the tree and the top portion of the tree. What you are seeing is only the below, the bottom part. When you are seeing the middle, you cannot see the bottom part nor you can see the top part. When you are seeing the top part, you cannot see the bottom part and the middle part. This is mano. So all the chitta can give you is different sections of what it is having, the content what it is having. So at the mano level, there is no identification of what it is as a whole, but there is identity in terms of these parts. Then when it comes to manasan, now there is mano and san, so there is an identification. This identification is, it's a tree. Even in arhat, this much of identification is going to be there. If he sees a man, he knows it's a man. If he sees a woman, it's a woman. If he sees a dog, it's a dog. If he sees a cat, it's a cat. But it doesn't go further. But in our case, it goes further. There, it's my mother, Hadayan. So now there is a complete identification of that woman. See, a strange example we can look into. Supposing there is a girl of aged, let us say 35, and she has four men who are standing. The father is 75 years old, let us say 70 years old. When the father touches that girl, the girl has a fatherly feeling, the father has a daughterly feeling, but actually it's only man and woman. But then, because of the ayatana, which is faculty, the indriya is now converted into faculty, so this faculty will say, here is your daughter. So the manasan converts itself into hadayan and pandaran, so the liking. Now it is a daughter. Now depending upon what this daughter has done and depending upon what the father has done, they can be loving each other or they might be hating each other. But again, please remember, there is only a male and a female. So the arhat will see as only male and a female. But I will see it as a daughter. Let us say she was my wife. I will say the next person standing to this old man, I'll say she is my wife. So this is a faculty, right? It's a ayatana. So now I am seeing her as a wife and she is seeing me as a husband. But in relation, they both are male and female. But now I believe that she is my wife. And now there is another gentleman who is standing next to her, aged around 45. He says, she is my sister. Again the same thing. Same male and a female, but this Hadayan, Pandaran, when seen closely, the person feels she is my sister. And there is a 10-year-old boy and he says, she is my mother. So in this equation, all the four are seeing the same object but are identifying it differently. And this is what is called as Hadayan. And making it very close to each one of us is the Pandaran. And like that, we create a Mano Indriya. And then we have this Vijnana and Vijnana Khanda. So it goes through 9 stages, and since it happens in a fraction of a second, we don't realize that what we are really seeing is just a rupa, and we have a ichcha on that rupa. So now I want the daughter, that is the father wants a daughter to behave in a certain way, the daughter wants the father to behave in a certain way, the husband would like to have the wife behave in a certain way, the wife would like the husband to behave in a certain way. Then the brother wants a sister to behave in a certain way, and the sister wants the brother to behave in a certain way. And then the son wants the mother to behave in a certain way, and the mother wants the son to behave in a certain way. So what a foolishness of having a Nitya Sanya. Now this is where the problem is. The Vijnana causes all of this problem. So I would like to narrate something on the Penupa Pindama Sutta. So, once upon a time, Buddha was along with his bhikkhus, was going near Ganges River in Varanasi, and he saw a froth. Froth is nothing but a foam. And it was a lump of foam, and he wanted to teach the bhikkhus what this Rupa Vedana Sanya Sankhara Vijnana means. So, phena pindu pamam rupam, vedana pupulupama, marichikupama sanya, sankhara kadalupama, mayapamancha vinyanam, desita dicha bandhuna. So, let me explain what it means. Phena is the form, pindu. Pinda is nothing but a lump of lump. So in Pali, the pinda is the lump. Lump of something is the pinda. So what does it consist? The foam. Upama is something to say that compared to. So rupa, when we say rupa, there is this foam which is a lump of foam, if you see, they keeps on moving, the below bubbles are moving, the above bubble seems to be stable. That is what the rupa is all about. So if you see your body from the beginning till now, it has gone so much of changes. So that is the external rupa, but internally also our thoughts create the rupa. So we have thought so many things and each rupa has now changed. So that is the phena pindupam rupam. What is vedana? So on a rainy day, there are big raindrops, small raindrops, but these are raindrops. So when the raindrops fall, it gives a feeling of something. So vedana kupuluppama, they are compared with the water droplets. Marichi kupamancha sanya. Marichi is the mirage. That is when you go to a desert, you see something like an oasis, but actually if you run and see, you will not find the oasis. So it is a mirage created due to various factors, maybe due to sunlight, maybe due to the sand, maybe due to various factors. So the sanya, the perception, what we have is like a mirage. So marichi kupama, upama, upama of marichi. Marichi is the mirage. Sankhara kadaluppama. Kadala is plantain. So if you really try finding the trunk, solidity of the trunk of a plantain, if you keep on removing, it just comes one after the other and there is no solidity inside. There is no core. So our sankhara is like that. There is no core. There is no thickness. So kadalupama is, it looks solid, but when you start removing one after the other, in the end you will not find anything at all. So sankhara is like that. Mayapubancha vinyanam. Mayupamancha vinyanam. Maya is illusion. Say, good magician, he will put people in an illusion. That is exactly what vinyana is doing from chitta stage to vinyana khanda. It is creating an illusion that I am experiencing. Who is this I to experience? That is the vinyana. This is where the problem is. That is what creates this nitya sanya. Otherwise, there is no nitya sanya. Desita ditcha bandhuna. That is, a person will now get into a total confused state because of this happening. So this is what I call it as I am creating, I am seeing, I am hearing, I am touching, I am tasting, I am thinking, I am wearing a shirt, I am wearing a pant, like that. If she is my wife, she is my daughter, she is so and so. All of this is desita dicca bandhuna. Gives a impression that I am in this. So until and unless we understand this anicca, we will not have anything called as liberation. So the Tilakana's first part is anicca. And that is what Buddha started explaining to Girimananda, so that his abadha, that is the suffering or the struggle or the pain, what he was undergoing, gets reduced. So next week I will be covering on the Anatta Sanya. So what I did now is Anicca Sanya. Next week I will cover Anatta Sanya, because that is also a very big topic. So we will go through that, and that will give you an information on what are we really calling Kaya as. So before I conclude, I would like to know if there are any questions. Okay, if you don't have any questions, then I would like to conclude the session. So I transfer all the merit to all the people assembled here listening to this desana. Hope they are able to get the message of the Buddha in terms of what the Anicca Sanya is, in terms of with relation to the Rupa, Vedana, Sanya, Sankhara, Vinyana, and why it is so important to understand about the first part of the Tilakkana, which is Anicca. So may all beings find ultimate bliss by understanding this Tilakkana, understanding that everything is anicca in this way, and that is what causes us most of the problem when we create it as anicca. So may all beings attain Nibbana through the hearing of this Tilakkana, especially with relation to Girimananda Sutta and the Pena Pindupama Sutta. So we will continue on this journey of the Girimananda Sutta in the coming week until we